Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily. Folks, we had a full arena tonight. The lights were on, the sound system was tuned, and then the question walked in. One woman, one form, one pen. 30 years of 68, and the power flickered. The board went dark, the crowd got quiet, and the question fought anyway. One question. 15 wisdom traditions. No clean exit. Let's go.
The GodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question. If your mother has been lying about her age for 30 years, do you correct the hospital intake form or finally just let her be 68? At one day's scale, this is a pen hovering over a box. At a decade's scale, it's every birthday dinner you played along, every form you quietly let slide. At a life scale, it's whether the story someone builds to survive something gets to outlast the moment it might actually harm her. Christianity opens with the move that surprised me most. It doesn't argue about truth at all. It splits the room in two. Let her be 68 at Christmas dinner. Not on the chart where the pharmacist is calculating her cardiac thresholds. Those are different rooms with different stakes, and the tradition names them separately. That distinction is doing real work.
Judaism and Islam both say write the real number, but their reasons don't touch each other. Islam calls it al-sidq, truthfulness as obligation, and the intake desk is simply not a birthday party. Judaism gets there through pikuach nefesh, saving a life, which overrides almost every other obligation in the tradition. Two traditions, one answer, completely different engines underneath.
Sufism goes the other direction, and it does it beautifully. It calls the lie her reed song, which is a reference to Rumi. The reed cut from its bed, crying to return. 30 years of 68 is 30 years of longing to stay, to not be the woman the calendar insists she is. If you're someone who reads love as permission to let people keep the fictions that sustain them, Sufism is your tradition today. Vedantic philosophy agrees, though its reason is stranger. It says the fear that built the lie isn't even in the hospital room anymore. Only she is. Let the form say 68.
Absurdism is the one that actually made me stop. It says she picked 68 the way you pick a coat before a storm. Not to deceive, but because it fits something true about how she intended to keep living. And then it pivots completely. Correct the form. Not to strip her revolt, but because the revolt only holds if she survives the intake to keep fighting it tomorrow. That is a genuinely uncomfortable sentence.
The pop culture oracle went with Rocky, specifically the part where he runs the steps not to win, but because not running was the lie he refused to live inside. I think it's trying to say something about the pen being yours, not hers. But honestly, the framing drifts a little. Existentialism makes the same move more cleanly. How many rooms have you walked into already carrying her secret like it was yours to carry? The form asks for a fact. You're deciding who you are. That one lands. Rocky might be reaching. I'll be honest, this question got under my skin at the farmer's market scale. Like standing at a stall, weighing a piece of fruit, deciding which number you hand the vendor. Small gesture, total exposure, the part that stuck. You might be protecting her, or just protecting the version of yourself that never had to say it out loud.
The lights came back up. The arena is still here. The question finished its rounds and walked out carrying something it didn't bring in. A true age. A held lie. A pen that had to decide. The GodShow.us is free, daily, and multilingual. If it's doing something for you, tell someone. Or find the support link at thegodshow.us. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. 68 years, 74 years, one form. The crowd does not get to decide, only the person holding the clipboard. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.